This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
When students come to you for the first time, you know, clearly they're going to be a little bit nervous anyway because they've been studying at home. For the mature students, what do they do when they get to see you?
Well, the important thing is to put them at ease, because bearing in mind, not only have they got to go through qualifications, we have to renew our own qualifications every 5 years. I've obviously left the GAS in 96, but I mean, I then had to take all new qualifications, even though I was sitting guilds qualified. So the current sort of qualifications are like CCM1, which is core gas safety, central heating, which is CEN1, warm air duct heaters, which is DAH. Then you get heaters, which is gas fires and convectors. You get meters, okay, so you would actually install, disconnect or remove meters, water heaters, and then we come on to LPG. So when I left British Gas, I had to retake all those qualifications. And so every 5 years, I have to renew those qualifications in order. As it was then, I was a member of Corgi. As I am now, I'm a member of GasSafe.
Right.
So I do appreciate when you come to do this exam, and it's quite an intensive exam, and it's obviously all time-controlled. And it does put a lot of stress on the engineers, and they all go through it, and I've gone through it as well. So I do appreciate what they're going through. So that does give me, I think, a little bit of patience to help them through, particularly if a candidate's specifically nervous.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure.
Saying everybody's nervous, but I mean that most are to a lesser or more a degree.
But in your case, as a tutor for the gas industry, you certainly have to walk the walk and talk the talk.
Well, I have to be capable of doing what I'm asking the candidates to do.
Sure.
Because if I can't, then I wouldn't get my qualifications either.
Exactly. So when they're training with you, they're trained with somebody. So when they're training with you, they are training with somebody who's already attained that qualification, and you're sharing that knowledge with them.
Yes.
And when people are talking at home, maybe with family or whatever, and they're talking about taking a trade as a mature student, if you were sitting in on that conversation, what advice would you give them?
Well, all I can give, say to them, that I've been in training full-time now since 2006, and I started off, and we were training, there was a lot of industry that closed down, particularly where I live, you know, the car industry. There was a lot of industries like cut and blow and glass yep. industries that closed down. So there's a lot of people out there with skills which probably didn't relate to the new industry. Mm-hmm. But most of them, I mean, I've had some very successful candidates come through, and I still keep in contact with them now, and they still come and get retrained through me. They're continually turning up. So it is, or just tend to become, a bit of a family, if you can accept that as an explanation.
Yes, indeed so. So you're not out there on that limb, left alone after the event either?
No, because, I mean, it is very much an engineer's job, a gas engineer's job. It's very much one working on your own. So if you've got a problem, you do need some friends and accomplices who can possibly help you out. So all I say to the colleagues as they come through, you know, whoever you're sort of training with, you know, take a phone number, take an address, keep in touch, because there's always a point when you may need some sort of assistance or help. And we try to continue that through the training, after the training. So I would say to a candidate, look, if you've got a problem when you're out on the district, when you pass through, I'm not saying I would be able to help, but if you want to give me a ring, if I can, I will.
Lovely. Tony, you just paint such a beautiful picture, and also a great thing that is the trades. And I think that's the camaraderie of it that the trades brings through. So I thank you very much for that, Tony. I appreciate your time today. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that will be looking forward to being trained by one Tony.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.